Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships. Hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
Have you ever been helping somebody with something, and all of a sudden God shows you something different for, you know, that also to help them with that, but also taught you something new? Well, that's what happened to me recently when I discovered this word hold. Hold is another word for wait. I believe we've all heard the term with airplanes about being in a holding pattern. I'm helping somebody that has to wait on a situation. And then Rhonda Brown sends me this story in a text devotion. So I want to read it to you. The worst airline disaster was on the runway when two Boeing planes collided on March 27, 1977 in the Canary Islands. Both planes had been scheduled to depart from Los Rodeos. The planes had been grounded due to the bombing in the area and heavy fog conditions. The passengers and crew were anxiously waiting for the tower to give them orders to take off. Finally, orders were given, hold for the takeoff. The pilot of KLM Flight 4805 only heard the words take off. The KLM Flight 4805 prepared to take off from the single airstrip in Los Rodeos. The plane barreled into a Pan American World Airlines Flight 1736, which had been taxiing toward takeoff at the same time. It was the absence of the word hold caused over 583 people to die, and only 61 of the passengers in the front of the Pan American flight survived. Wow. Can you believe that? So because this anxious pilot, and I feel, you know, I know he died, but I feel sorry for his reputation that he didn't hear the word hold and he just took off. But the problem is not wanting to wait. And can I tell you, he probably was hearing grumbling from the passengers, because have you ever been on an airplane and people start fussing because they have to wait for this person, or that their luggage is late getting on here, or all kinds of things? You know, we all grumble when we have to wait. And can I tell you, we shouldn't be like that. So KLM, the company, did take responsibility for the disaster and had to pay out a lot of money. So when I was talking to this girl about this, I sent her these thoughts, and I even sent her then these three verses, because I'm going to tell you, waiting is a godly thing. Psalms 27:14 says, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." So the psalmist says here, wait on the Lord, then be of good courage, that there is something coming. There's an answer coming. It's going to be good. Be of good courage. Know this. And then it says, he shall strengthen thine heart. He's going to help you to be able to wait if you will depend on him. But you got to give over your will to him while you're waiting. The next verse is Psalm 37:34. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. See, he says here, wait on the Lord and keep his way, and then you will get exalted. And he says here, then you shall see the Lord taking care of it. And this lady does have, she's waiting on God to take care of somebody that's been that has wronged her. So that's very important. The third verse is Psalm 39:7. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. The psalmist is saying, hey, when I'm waiting, I'm waiting on you, and I know you have the answer, and I know you're going to care for this. Isn't this part of what our faith is? Is when we're waiting, I don't like to wait, but when we're waiting, we have to realize, hey, this is part of God's will for my life. Sitting here on this plane is part of waiting, is part of God's will for my life. Standing in line, waiting on the cashier to change the cash register tape, as part of God's plan for my life. And these are everyday things, but some of you are waiting on God for something big, like financial needs, or somebody's sick and you're waiting on him to cure that person. But waiting is part of our faith and it's good. Let's all be willing to be on hold and realize that God has got this. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood Magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.